Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Outlander Season 5, Episode 9, Monsters and Heroes. Episode 10, Mercy Shall Follow Me. Episode 11, Journey Cake. And Episode 12, Never My Love.
Yeah, we are. And I don't want to be a walking spoiler, but I think my tone probably says a lot about how I feel about these episodes.
I think these episodes are not the worst of the season. I think the beginning of the season was far worse.
There's a lot not good in the season, but we're going to talk about it. So we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there obviously will be spoilers. There will be cursing, I can assure you. And we are having fancy Renault rosé champagne. It is really tasty. No, I'm sorry. It's Veuve. We're having Veuve. I'm sorry.
It's Veuve. How could you forget?
I don't know. I just like champagne.
This is not a rosé. Let me just tell you.
Okay, sorry.
We're having rosé for the next batch of episodes. But
I was getting ahead of myself. Because it makes me happy.
Anyway.
So,
Season 5, Episode 9, Monsters and Heroes. Marshall is about to pop.
Yeah, I mean, there's not... Again, I don't want to go through these chronologically just because there's not much going on here.
I will say, I think I like this episode more than most because I think it has some charming elements to it that you don't get to see in a lot of these really boring Outlander episodes. For example, you get Marcely telling Claire that she's essentially now her mother. Like, she sees her as her mother. You have Brianna and Roger being pock-blocked by their child, who's now cursing because of Roger.
Yeah.
And you have this kind of team-building exercise with Roger and Jamie going hunting with the boys. And I think that these were all things that needed to the bonding needed to happen.
Yeah.
Because I was complaining in the last batch of episodes. I was just like, you have this thing that you set up in the very first part of this season, and you waited, 9 episodes to get around to it. It's like, why did it take that long?
And it's not like the rest of the season.
It's complicated.
Well, and it's not like the rest of the season was doing important character development elsewhere. I mean, and maybe there are people who just watch this for the adventure stuff. There really isn't a lot of adventure stuff going on either.
No.
So, I find it more compelling if there are characters I care about. And if you are not developing their character, I'm just going to say I'm bored because I'm bored.
But they are trying to in this episode. And so that's something.
Right. So they go hunting and I'm just going to focus on the Jamie and, should we do Jamie and Roger first?
Well, I mean, there's not much other.
Yeah. So Jamie and Roger, they go hunting. Jamie gets bitten by a snake.
Yeah. And so
there's a buffalo, herd of buffalo too.
Yeah.
That sort of comes up.
So they get him back to Fraser's Ridge after, Roger's literally pulling him on a sled and doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, a litter.
This section is when Jamie finally tells Roger that Jimmy is alive. Stephen Bonnet's alive. It's just like, I'm sorry, you're telling Roger now?
And Roger's like, yeah,
And then Jamie does not even process that. He does not, I don't think he even goes to Brianna and apologizes for her finding out that way.
Yeah.
Or him not telling her. It's like you never have any repercussions for the fact that you fully just didn't tell your daughter and assumed she would be blissfully ignorant about this.
Yep.
That's so stupid and it makes me so upset.
And it should.
Jamie mentions that Jimmy from Downton Abbey might try to take Jemmy as his own, and they wouldn't really be able to do anything about it because it's the 1770s and they're misogynistic assholes who don't understand how rape and works.
Right, so part of what Jamie reveals, though, is that there is a plan to kill Jimmy from Downton Abbey, and that that he wants Roger to do it. And part of the reasoning, because Roger's trying to find reasons not to, and Jamie points out, I think he has a plan to take your son or take Jimmy by claiming it's his, the baby's his. He's going to have people from the pub say that she went willingly. And Roger's like, that's the thing that really does it for him. It does it for me too. Like, holy shit, this is like really fucked up.
Yeah.
And so he's got so much sway, Jimmy from Downton Abbey, really kind of changes Roger's perspective on whether or not Jimmy needs to die. He doesn't, he's still not like, hey, I want to go do it, but he's kind of like, well, we might have to go do it, which, you know, I guess is something. But there's a whole lot of boring.
I think they're not, it's not like, was I engaged the whole time? No, but I think that it was less boring than others just because the boring elements of it at least still tied back into character writing that actually pushed things along. For example, when they get back to Fraser's Ridge and there's a possibility that since they don't have any anti-venom or a syringe to use, they
Right,
are.
to get the penicillin into where the actual injury, into his bloodstream, into Jamie's bloodstream.
They are considering amputating his leg, and Jamie's being all prideful about it, being like, "I'd rather die than lose my leg," and all that stuff. And then there's this whole thing with Fergus have already having to have, or not having to have, literally got his hand chopped off, and he survives without it. And young Ian is just like, "Well, my dad survives without it, without his
And I'm
leg."
prouder of him than I am of you. There's a really good confrontation between young Ian and Jamie about this that I think is fantastic. I do want to, as an aside, before we even get that far along, point out that Rollo is the bestest boy.
He is the best
Rollo
boy.
is the one that found Jamie and Roger lost in the woods without a vest. So this is very important. But young Ian comes in and he sees Jamie being a baby about the amputation. And
He's such
I
a
say
drama
that.
queen.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, oh, you know, I can't do it. It's my pride. You know, it's an
Claire's
honor
helping either.
thing.
Like I think Claire, who has been a combat nurse, has done many amputations in the past. Obviously, it's different to do it on a loved one, but it's just like
It's
if
very
it's
different.
necessary.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about it is that she loves Jamie so much and he's making her make promises that she's not going to do it. And she's always, when she, you know, she's always given in to his ego, right? Like, and you know, for reasons she loves him. But she knows she's going to have to do it if things don't improve. And she's scared and she doesn't want to go against him. And she doesn't want to live with how mad he's going to be because she went against him. And that she's the one that did it. It's not just that she made the decision to do it, but she does the physical act. She's afraid that that's going to happen. But young Ian like comes in there and's like, this, you're calling this honor? You got bitten by a snake. My dad had to have an amputation because he was injured in a war. That's honorable.
Fergus
This
had was set upon
by
by
soldiers.
redcoats.
Yeah, like this is your idea of an honorable way to go? I don't think so,
You're being
buddy.
a pussy.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, I've never not been proud of you. I followed you to Edinburgh. I've always thought you were the coolest shit, and you just aren't.
My dad, I've never been prouder to be my father's son. And oh my God, that's so sweet because we love Big Ian.
We
We
do love.
love Big Ian,
We
and he's
do.
literally the best.
He is.
And I love him so much. And so having this moment, and I think this is really important because young Ian hasn't had much characterization at
No, he
all.
really hasn't. And you know, like, oh, he's the Mohawk kid. You know,
I
it's
know,
like
but this is, even
it's
compared to
important.
last episode, this is such a big departure
It is.
from what he was last episode, which I'm very thankful for. It's kind of like back on track, but it also is kind of like jarring a little bit. But I like this version of him being like, all right, well, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is
Exactly.
insulting to not only yourself, but to other people who have had to live with these injuries and with these amputations. And fuck you.
Yeah.
I really love that moment. And he even talks to Fergus, who comes over to be with Jamie because they think he's gonna die or whatever. And young Ian's just like, hey, he's being very stupid and stubborn and prideful about the whole amputation thing. I just don't want your feelings to get hurt. And he's just like,
And Fergus
I
is
love
like,
him.
I love him. I will explain to him, like, you're gonna keep going, and there are so many positive things for, like, and he talks about that for him and Marcelle. They have so many positives in their life. You look at the best stuff that you have. And again, fortunately, right before, and we didn't mention that Roger kept the head of the snake, thinking that maybe they could make an antivenom or that they'd be able to treat it better or
Not that he
whatever.
mentioned this at all to
He
Claire.
didn't, that we heard about. And right, he's about to burn the head of the snake when Brianna realizes, she's like, the way this is constructed, it's like a syringe. And she takes the head of the snake to Claire and talks about how you could use the fang basically
Because
as a
it's hollow.
syringe because it's hollow. And Claire's like, yay. And so she shoots penicillin into Jamie's injury, and he had been kind of recovering, he'd been fighting it, but like he'd also, at one point, it was like he was gonna die.
There's this weird moment where they're like laying on the bed or whatever, and she's
She's trying to keep
almost,
him warm.
yeah, she's trying to keep him warm, but like the way it's framed, like the way the shot is framed, it almost looks like she's giving him a hand job. And so I'm just like, did you just save his life with a hand job? Like, I mean, that would be very Outlander of you
It
being.
would be very Outlander. There's a lot of weird Outlander stuff. And there's also a lot of like being on top of the covers naked.
Yeah, they love doing that.
This season
Like it's not fucking
particularly. And
freezing.
yeah, it's yeah, I mean, yeah, it's you're trying to warm him up. Why, I understand the skin to skin, thing because of hypothermia and whatever. I get that, but why aren't you also like
Under the
piling
covers.
blankets and that kind of thing on? That does not make any fucking sense to
It
me.
really doesn't. Either way, Marcelly gives birth to a baby girl. Very sweet. Her name is going to be Felicity.
In the woods.
Can I just say, I absolutely love Fergus and Marcelly. And
This season for sure, and it's something I'd forgotten.
I absolutely adore Marcelly. I wish
She's very
Fergus was
funny.
given more. I'm not what he's given later. And
Fair.
I just wish he was more present for certain scenes. I don't know why he's not, but I think they're just so fucking cute. And I
They're
think
really
that they're
cute.
so funny and they have so much comedic potential.
They
And
do.
sometimes they lean into it like they did in the last episode where they're like looking for the hot gossip. But
Most of the time, they're just
yeah.
overlooked, which is a
Which
shame.
is so dumb to me. Like, they're. You have all of these weird side plots where you're going into the fucking woods to like find this trashy house with incestual bullshit or whatever. I say incestual. It's
It
not, but
really
like
wasn't, but it felt
but it
like
was
it.
creepy as hell.
It was.
And so
Yeah, I
with
mean,
the
we have a
creepy
full
bullshit, that's
fucking
a full
episode like
episode.
that. Yeah.
Like you're introducing new characters that are only for that episode and then one more episode and then that's it.
Yeah,
Like
it's
you could easily have had like Fergus and Marsley like be more present, and I'm glad they're giving more to Marsley being doing like the nurse thing and
yeah.
her still her being her like Claire's sidekick in a way and for that because it wouldn't be Brianna. Brianna, we already know that she's not interested in medical stuff. Like she's willing to help out like when you need her, but she's not. That's not her interest. She's not like good at that. She's not really adept.
Well, right. So there's even a conversation in this episode about, like, what
Oh,
is
they're
your
fucking buffalo attack.
calling?
I forgot about
Yeah,
that.
completely fucking random and irrelevant.
Like,
Buffalo
let me
attack.
just say, like they had this conversation. Yeah, I guess it was this. Yeah,
Other
it was
than
this
I guess
episode.
like Claire and Brianna can handle themselves and don't need Jamie. That's basically what we saw with
Whatever.
this. I don't know.
I don't know, but like Brianna and Claire talk, and Brianna's just like, I feel so limited here in a way because I don't can't do like the engineering thing that I want to do because you can at least do your medical stuff under the guise of being a healer and all that
And Claire's
stuff.
like, look, just do it. People will accuse you of being a witch or a whatever, but it won't be any big deal. Now, of course, as we will see again, because this keeps coming up with Claire, it's not always not a big deal
Unfortunately for
in this
Claire, yeah.
time period.
But yeah, Brianna is just like, okay, well maybe I will because they had that mini conversation, her and Roger had that mini conversation about her them potentially teaching at
Right.
the Ridge. But either way, she's like, okay, well I have a little bit more of a fresh outlook in what I could do, and I shouldn't feel limited by time.
Right.
That's nice. Then there's a fucking buffalo attack where there's a buffalo that just wanders onto Fraser's Ridge, even though the herd of buffalo were apparently on the other side of their land, which is what, 10,000 acres, whatever the fuck it
It's
was.
something crazy, yeah.
Huge tracts of land.
Huge.
And the buffalo, it's a single buffalo, wanders onto the property. It looks like it's about to charge at Jemmy.
And
And so.
Brianna like distracts it like a bull. It's like bullfighting.
And
And
then it charges at her, and it literally bucks her up into the air, and she falls onto her back, and she's fine.
she's fine.
Like, she's
There's
fine.
nothing else mentioned about this at all.
You realize that buffaloes can kill people.
Well, right. So, but you know, that happens, and right after that, or in the process of that, Claire shoots the buffalo and kills it, which, you know, they're all kind of like, oh, yay, buffalo. I will say that bison meat is excellent. But still, not relevant. And
No,
much
it's
like
not.
random buffalo. But the, you know,
It's a
there's
little too gamey.
yeah, they oh, I love it though. It's really good.
You know, you like venison.
I don't like venison. I like bison. It's different. So but anyway, so
Sorry.
we do get a wee Seamus
Yay!
sleeping, you know, like I think he's near
Near
Jamie.
Jamie.
While Jamie's discussing his near-death experience and saying he chose to stay right at the end.
Oh,
But
and Jamie and Claire have this dying is easy, young man living is harder conversation.
except, I'm sorry, Hamilton says it
Hamilton
so
did it
much
better.
better. Yeah.
But literally, that was the conversation they were having of just of him being like, well, it wasn't too hard for me to die, but it was harder to live. It's like, fuck off, dude. You were being a drama queen. And not to say you weren't dying, you were, but you were being so dramatic about like, okay, well, like if to be fair, if they hadn't had waited as long as they did, they wouldn't have come up with their solution.
Right, but here's the thing. It's not like he hasn't seen people successfully survive an amputation.
Oh, I don't think he was worried about surviving the amputation. I think he was worried about him living after the
Yeah,
amputation.
but you look at adult Ian. He
Literally,
doesn't
that's exactly what young Ian
even have
says. Fuck
a brother-in-law
you.
who is a super tight friend of yours. What the fuck is wrong with
And
you?
he's the laird. It literally has your
Job
job,
at Lollybrock
and
because
he does
you
it
came to
damn
the light.
well.
Yeah, screw him.
Fuck you.
Screw him.
Sorry, I
All
get
right,
really
so
mad at
what
Jamie sometimes.
were the best parts of this episode for you?
Marcelly. I love Marcelly. I think she's amazing. And she gives birth to a beautiful baby girl. There were actually some funny moments at the beginning of this episode, like with the cock blocking and Jemmy saying shit. And like,
Oh, I forgot about, is that this
that's
episode?
this
I know it was in
episode.
this series of
And
episodes
then
somewhere.
James, they're like having a nice, so to set the scene, Brianna and Roger are having a really nice morning. They're both clearly very naked. They probably had sex the night before.
Well, good
And in
morning.
the same room as their child, but
That's that time period.
that's
That
that time
shit
period. They didn't really
happens.
have much of a choice, did they? But they're
No.
under the covers, so it's okay. And then they have this moment where they're like, Roger's like cock blocked by their child, and then
And he
Jemmy
says,
says shit, and he's like, and she's like, well, I guess that she learned that from his father.
it's like,
And then
okay.
Jamie knocks on the door and they're scrambling to put clothes
And
on.
Jamie's all upset, like, oh my
Like,
God,
they,
you're
I'm
having sex with
so,
my daughter.
so
It's like,
fucking
they're
sorry.
sorry
You're
for
worse with Claire.
What? For everybody, you're having sex all the time and everywhere with Claire. Come on, stop
Against
it.
a windowsill, sir.
Oh
Anyway, Rollo being the bestest boy. Roger and Jamie bonding. I think that was important for Jamie to have some respect for Roger, even if
my
it's not like a big. Like familial bond or whatever, they can just agree that Jimmy fucking sucks and they need to do something about it. And
Yes.
there's a moment where Roger's like, well, will you teach me to fight? And then he's just like, yeah, if I survive. And it's
Yeah.
just like, okay.
Yeah.
They don't follow through on that, but
No.
whatever. But they have a little bit more respect for each other, and I like that. Roger being fuck. Oh, I forgot about this. Roger goes to Brianna immediately and is just like, they have a plan to kill Stephen Bonnet.
And she's like, I want to go.
And I love that he's fucking honest with her because no one's being fucking honest with
Well, right,
her.
and he also tells Jamie at the end of the episode, is like, if this whenever this gets done, I want to be part of it. So,
Yeah.
yay.
And
Fantastic.
young Ian, I think he's great in this episode. I think that he's back in form. Back in a better form,
He's in better
honestly.
form,
Like
certainly.
it's an evolution of him that I like better, of him like not exactly idolizing Jamie anymore. I think that he needed to gain some different
He is
perspective.
being a man.
Yeah, he's grown the fuck up and I like it.
Yeah.
Seamus, He's adorable and I love him and I want him so bad.
All right, so my best parts. I really liked Roger in this episode. I thought he was really good. Young Anne is my favorite in this episode by far. It's fantastic. I love Marcelly, Rolo, Wee Seamus, and I love Brianna in this too. I think Brianna, like steps up and she comes into her own a little bit in this
Oh yeah,
episode
her
too.
protecting her child is cr that's
Yeah.
so brave.
What were your worst parts?
Pacing, it's
Yeah.
much like all of Outlander. Pa the pacing is odd,
Yeah.
and shit just kind of happens. And you think that the whole episode being the way it is like okay, whatever. Like they start out in the woods with the snake bite. They get back to Fraser's Ridge. Oh no, how are we gonna help Jamie? Then the fa fucking buffalo attack. Like what the fuck is that?
Why do we need a buffalo attack in the middle of
And then it
this?
takes so long for the recovery period. You don't know how long is it's been, but it feels like a while. And then they finally find the solution that they had from the very beginning. It's like, okay, whatever. Jamie being a whiny drama king, I understand that it's no one's first choice to lose a leg. I get that, bro. However, you need to be a lot less tone deaf, and you need to be aware of who's in the room when you say shit like that and what other people have been through. Like, I know this is supposed to be about you, but you understand that other people have issues too, right? It's not just all about you. A random buffalo attack. What the fuck was that? And it had no repercussions. Like, if it like hurt Brianna's back and like there was a moment of, again, like comfort with her and Claire or something, that would have been something. But like nothing. They
Yeah.
just do
They don't
nothing
even
with
talk
it.
about
Yeah,
it.
she just like rubs her back and she's like, I'm better. So like, what are you talking about, babe? You just got thrown up in
She runs against the
the
baby
air.
and she's fine. Like, okay, fine. I mean, some of that's adrenaline, but you would think sometime after that she'd be like, yeah, wow, that hurt. But no. Yeah. Any other worst parts?
No.
My worst parts, Jamie, the snake, and the pacing. I mean, I just feel like all of that was poor in this episode, but
Yeah.
whatever. What grade did you give this?
A C plus? I like this episode. I think that even though I've been complaining about the episode, however, there were so many things I liked about it that I think what really worked for me about this episode is that it brings back plot threads that we've been like hearing about or just know from watching the show. Like we mentioned a young Ian, we mentioned Fergus and his hand. I mean, Marcelly has been pregnant this whole season, and now she's finally giving birth. And Jamie and his pride, and like finally like completing that plot thread with him and Roger, and the plan for Stephen Bonnet is like going to
There's an
be.
actual
Yeah,
plan,
there's an
which they
actual
haven't
freaking
made it
plan.
clear that there was an actual plan, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So yeah,
So I think that even though there were th certain things that don't work for me about this stuff, I honestly might give it a B minus because honestly, it's good. I enjoyed it.
I gave it a C, because and that's pretty high for me from
I'm giving it a B
my more
minus.
recent grades. So yeah, I give it a C. Great, let's move on. Season 5, episode 10, Mercy Shall Follow Me. Ugh, let's hope not. I'm sorry, because part of what we talk about are the people that we open the episode with, which are Pippin and Jimmy from Downton Abbey in Wilmington, basically being disgusting, gross, greedy, vile.
Yeah,
I mean, just.
Pippin's motivations don't. And I mentioned this before. His motivations. I think he was supposed to be a different character. I think that this was supposed to be a completely separate person
Yeah. Oh, I
because
agree. I think that's
they
definitely
just wanted to
true.
keep Pippin in it. And
Well,
I'm just like, okay, fair. I like the actor, but I'm just like, what the fuck?
he's supposed to be an older, creepy lawyer dude to me. Like whoever is doing this part of the Forbes thing. Him as a suitor for Brianna
Yeah,
was one thing.
that feels so completely separate
Yes.
from it. And they try to bring it back with like a mention later on of like, oh, you're not gonna give the fortune that I should have had away. It's just like,
No.
no. It just doesn't work for me. And
Yeah.
again, they try to re bring it back, but I don't agree. Either way, he's just like, okay, well, I'm going to help you get the inheritance and all that stuff.
He's
I
gonna
get
help.
20%.
Well, here's the main thing that they're talking about, though, is that Pippin is supposed to file a petition with the magistrate court to get custody of little Jemmy so that he can get the property, can get River Run.
And then Jimmy from
And
Downton
yeah.
Abbey is going to kill Jocasta and Mr. Ennis.
And pay Pippin with
some of that inheritance.
Riverrun.
Which he's not expecting Jocasta to have bequeathed anything else to anyone else.
Yeah, well, not separately. I guess he figured everything's going to Jemmy. Pippin did. So what Pippin has
The
been
lawyer
called,
thinks that, great.
right? So the lawyer has been called out to Riverrun because Jocasta wants to talk to him. And I'm going to just deal with this because it's freaking
Yeah, it's
short.
brief.
So she is happy to see him. She sees him on her own. She's like, oh, I want to make these bequests of money to various people, which include people that aren't kin, like Fergus and Marceline and
They're
their
kind of
kids.
kin.
But we
I get
see
it,
that,
though.
but Pippin does not.
Yeah, and their kids,
And so she's blind and she's saying, you're writing all this down, right? And it's like, there's no one here to witness it. He could write anything down and make you sign it, like giving it all to him and make you sign it. Like, who's to say that's not going to
That's what I
happen?
thought was going to
That's what I
happen.
thought was going to happen, but it's
And
not what
then he
happens
starts
because.
actually genuinely writing certain stuff down. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know. And you're kind of like, is he an honest guy? I don't think
But
so.
then he starts hearing how much she's going to be giving away, like £1,000 to Brianna and Roger.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, fuck no. So it's going to her husband? You mean the one I was supposed to be? It's like, no, you were never supposed to be.
And Jacob's like, what are you talking about? You're my lawyer. You're supposed to do what I want. And then he starts strangling her.
Not even strangling her. He covers her face with
Oh,
a
he's
cushion.
smothering her. I'm sorry. He starts smothering her with a pillow. And
Ulysses comes
comes in
in.
And strangles him. Go, Ulysses!
Go, Ulysses. We love you. You're a king.
We do. We love you. And so he dies.
Yep.
And
That's it for
Jocasta,
that.
We think might be dead, but she's not.
She's
And
fine.
she's fine.
Anyway, so back into the other plot of this episode, we've got this whole plan to catch Jimmy. I don't know.
Catch and or
And
kill.
catch and
Actually, it's
kill.
supposed to be kill.
I think
See?
it's supposed to be kill, yeah.
Yeah, and Roger is like, I want to be the one to do it.
Yeah, suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
so,
then it's just like, oh.
but they're set
Okay.
up at Wiley's Landing, which is, Wiley is the fop guy that we mentioned before from the wedding. And they're trying to set up so that they can kill Jimmy when he gets there.
But it doesn't show up.
He doesn't show up. His minions do show up. They find out from the minions that he's not coming, but because he was going to get, what, I don't even know that he says that much.
No, they don't say anything.
They don't say anything. That's really stupid. So,
all
but
they
while,
say when they are meeting
is like,
them
Jimmy's
is
not
like,
coming.
he's not here.
Yeah.
He sent us instead.
Yeah. Okay.
We find out it's because he found Brianna and Claire wandering the streets of Wilmington because
And he
they
followed
came
them.
along for some reason. And so
I honestly think Brianna wanted to know exactly what happened to
I think
Jimmy.
that's fair. That's fair. And yeah, that makes sense. Either way, they were wandering and somehow Jimmy saw them in the street. And so he followed them to the beach where they're beachcombing. And he holds Claire hostage for a second. It's just like,
yeah,
hey,
it's
come
like
with
the
me.
dumbest. Like, Claire goes off to look for shells in the dunes as opposed to on the actual beach. What the fuck?
She's not smart about it.
She's
Anyway,
not.
I mean, this would have happened regardless of if
I
they stuck
know.
together.
I
But
know, but it's just dumb.
either way, Brianna like has a gun on him. Thank God she was armed.
But
And
unfortunately, the gun is not loaded or something and misfires.
no, it's just not loaded. And unfortunately
she's like,
for her,
shit.
Yeah.
And so.
And she's about to like try and like fight him off because he just knocked Claire out and then she gets knocked out.
Yeah.
And so he has kidnapped Brianna and they left Claire on the dunes. I'm surprised he didn't kill her. That's genuinely shocking to me that he didn't take the time to, like, I don't know, at least wound Claire. I don't know. Maybe he wanted them to know where he was. I don't know what he did, why he did that. Either way,
whatever.
He has taken Brianna to his private island somehow. And
this feels very like Bluebeard the pirate thing where like he has wives and like kills them all and puts them in the basement. Like, but he it's a very elaborate, lovely, well-designed
well
house.
appointed
Well appointed. I mean,
house
it's
is
got
what
like
I
these
said the first time I saw it.
gorgeous, you know, well-polished doors that are beautifully made. I mean, like just all of the like very detailed architecture and furniture and stuff like that.
It kind of is reminiscent of River Run.
Yeah, a bit. So It's a lovely house. He dresses her up and feeds her dinner and is basically like, we're going to parent our child and you're going to teach me how to be a gentleman. And
His reasoning for it is interesting, though, because
he's insane.
he is insane, but he also is like, okay, well, I want to be a better example than, because I didn't have any good examples growing up. He was an orphan, and then the only people he ever trusted betrayed him and left him for dead. And so, because that's a whole backstory that you find out, like
It's
it,
not
with
that
Ro
interesting.
with the Roger on the boat in season four. But, so he feels the need to be like a better example for his son. And
What he
so
believes to be his
he's just
son.
like doing a Beauty and the Beast thing of like, hey, teach me manners. I'm going to be better. And she's
And
just
she's
like,
like,
okay.
oh no. And
It's
you know, the
just.
whole time she's holding him off and she's telling the story from memory of Moby
Moby
Dick,
Dick.
which is a little weird as a choice, but okay.
She's trying to just prove that, like, I don't know.
I
I
don't
think
know.
she's trying to translate it into words he will understand
It's a story
to
that
make
had to
him
come out,
question himself.
right? And he's upset that the monster, as he puts it, wins. And she's like, it depends on who you think the monster is. And he doesn't really grasp this as a concept.
Yeah.
But he is going to keep her hostage while he goes into town. And he's going to have a prostitute. Like
Well,
he's
no.
going
He
to have
has
sex
the
with her.
prostitute already there,
Right.
and he's not like he like original. Okay, so what happens is that next morning he doesn't rape her that night. I'm surprised he wasn't raping her the whole time.
I am too.
I'm glad he wasn't,
Me too.
but either way,
Yeah.
the next morning she's kind of like, "Hey, I can go and get Jenny for us, and you can find a place in Wilmington for us to stay, and I'll go tell my family and Roger that I'm going with you now, and they'll see how amazing you are." And then he's like, "All right, we'll seal the bargain with a kiss." And she like kisses him, and he's just like, "I know
That's
a
not a
real
real
kiss when I
kiss.
have one."
Yeah.
And she's like, "It was just our first time." And it's just like, "No, you're just fucking lying to me, and you're trying to make me feel better. So I'm going to go all crazy on you." And so he fucks the
Prostitute in
whore in
front of
front of
her.
her.
This is very
It's
old,
very
very
weird.
graphic.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "All right, you're gonna stay right here, and the whore is gonna keep you company while I go get her payment." And Brianna's like, "Please tell my family where I am, whore, please." And she's just like, "I'm not gonna get in trouble with Bonnet just to help you. The fuck?" And
Literally.
luckily, the whore does help the family, and they find where they are. But and luckily, it happens right before she's about to get sex trafficked.
Yes, because he ends up deciding that he's going to sell her to some pirate captain, whatever. But she's going to be sex trafficked, and they're marching her down to the beach when Jamie and Claire and Roger show up to save. Oh, and young Ian, because young Ian helps with this too,
Yeah.
to save her from the bad stuff. And
The
all of the bad stuff. There's so many things. I just didn't want to list it all the
Everything's
way.
bad.
It's all
Everything's real,
bad.
real bad.
And Roger's beating the shit out of him, which I think is great.
That's
That
great.
needed to happen.
I will say this again, Outlander's usually better about reuniting characters after trauma than this. I feel like they did an okay job with her and her parents. But then we don't see anything with her and Roger.
Yeah,
And
it's
that
fair.
doesn't make a lot of sense to me because he wasn't there for her in the aftermath of her rape the last time.
Yeah.
You'd think that he would not let her out of his sight now.
We don't know that he does really.
Yeah, we don't see
So we
it. We
don't
don't
know what
see
happened. Again,
anything.
there's a lot of
There is some cute
there
Roger and
is
Jamie
poor
thing.
exposition between Roger and Brianna a lot, and it bothers
It
me.
bothers me too because it's just like, all right, well, why have a conversation that has character development and like settles a trauma, when we can have like glittering ocean views
Oh, yeah,
and
there's a
like
lot of that
bullshit
shit.
like that, more establishing shots of trees. Like,
I'm
I don't
really
fucking
thinking it's
care.
got to be the availability of the actors, but whatever.
No, it
So,
can't be.
and that or
They're in
poor script
every
writing.
episode.
Poor script writing. That is up.
I also would like to say we did skip over. Oh, I that was on me for skipping over this really funny scene of them of Roger and Jamie questioning the fop
Yeah,
about
that's
where
kind of
Brianna
funny.
is right
That
after
is
they find
funny.
out from Claire that she's missing. And Roger is being the bad cop and Jamie's being the good cop. It is the funniest role reversal. I love it so much because we needed to see Roger. This is the side that I was expecting to see a little bit more of in this the rest of the episode because
Yeah,
we saw it a little bit, if we saw it throughout up until they find her.
Roger has grown a pair. We are thrilled. This is excellent. So he jacks up the fop and he's the bad cop and he's just like getting into it. And Jamie's kind of like, giving these sarcastic looks and basically like, well, we don't believe you.
Yeah.
Whereas Roger's like, you're lying to us. We're going to kill
And
you.
like hitting him against the
It's really
wall.
pretty funny.
It was so funny.
It is really pretty funny. And so
He's
they.
just freaking the fuck out. And you know what? Fair.
Yeah, fair. And
I'd be
so,
freaking the fuck out.
yeah. And he tells them which whorehouse Jimmy frequents, and that's how they find out where Brianna is. Anyway, so that was not terribly important. But what ends up happening in the end is Brianna decides that she wants Jimmy to be tried in Wilmington. And he is. He's convicted. He's sentenced to drowning. We don't
Which
see.
is a crazy, like,
We don't see any of that, but I do think that was a punishment, a way to be killed
I'm
within the
questioning that.
time.
I'm just like, of course it's drowning, which
Because
is
it's
his
his big
greatest
fear,
fear.
right? Yeah.
It's
So,
like, okay, well, it was hanging before. Let's do drowning this time. It's
yeah.
like,
So,
okay.
yeah. So they manacle him to a post in the middle of the river. The tide comes in and he's drowning. But we see that Brianna comes out of the woods and
And Jon
shoots.
snows him.
And Jon Snow's in here, shoots him in the head. And Roger's like, was that mercy or just want to be sure he's dead? And she doesn't answer.
And she just walks off like a badass.
It's like, all right.
Does it matter in the end? Doesn't really
No, it
matter.
really doesn't.
He's dead and she knows it. And he, if it was a mercy to save him from his greatest fear, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think she was saving him though. He was in the process of drowning.
He was, but you know what? Might as well combine the two.
Yep, we're cool with it. Bye to Jimmy from Downton Abbey. You are no
Goodbye.
longer a continuing character.
Unfortunately. And now we don't have any like big villains to fight. Except for one.
We'll see. Anyway,
Yeah.
so that's the end of the episode. What were your best parts?
Brianna, I think she shows a lot of obviously courage, but also she's very tactful. And I think that that's very impressive given the circumstances. weird Beauty and the Beast thing with Brianna and Jimmy. I think it could have been better. I remember
I
it
do
being
too.
more of a character study into Jimmy than it was.
I think they wanted it to be.
Yeah, I wanted it to be as well. But I don't know. I think it could have been better, but I think it was not bad. And then Roger and Jamie, good cop, bad cop, very funny. And Ulysses, the absolute icon you are.
Yeah. My best parts, Ulysses, Roger, Jamie, and Brianna. I think Brianna is really good in this episode too. So cool. What were your worst parts?
Jimmy, the fuck?
Yeah.
Forbes, the fuck? And sex slavery.
Oh, I forgot to mention sex slavery. But yeah,
Never forget sex slavery.
Jimmy, Pippin, and sex slavery. There we go. Those are all of them. What grade did you give this?
C plus. I think it's about on par. It's a little bit worse than the last episode, but I still liked the. It's still it ties again. What I like about it is it ties up some loose ends of plot lines. I think it obviously could have been better, but I think what they wanted to avoid was giving Brianna like too much more trauma. Like if he had been raping her the whole time in the house, that would have been a little bit
Yeah, I mean,
much,
we've had a
especially
lot
considering
of trauma,
how
right? And
well.
Roger's had a lot of trauma this season. I mean, we don't need extra trauma for this guy.
Yeah, I think they needed to like scare her, but not like completely traumatize her again. Which, I mean, like, I think the reason, another reason why is like how they end the season with like a different character trauma. And so I think that they just didn't want to like almost like repeat themselves. So I get that, but at the same time, I feel like there were certain elements to it that are, like, are holding back in a way, because Jimmy, even if he's trying to, quote, turn a new leaf, he would act way more crazy than this. We've seen him do worse.
We have seen him. He feels gentle in this in
Way
a
too
way
gentle.
that is uncharacteristic.
Like, initially it makes sense with, like, him being like, well, my motivation could be this, and then she
Right, but
fucking fucks him over, and he's like, okay, well, fuck you.
yeah, I mean, I feel like he would have a much more violent response than just like raping a prostitute in front of her. But anyway, that's just, whatever. My grade for this was C plus also, which is highest grade I've given so far this season, I think.
It's the second highest I've given.
I felt like this was a good episode. I think it's
It
mostly
felt
because
focused.
I think it's because we actually killed some bad guys. I like
Yeah.
killing bad guys. That makes me happy.
It felt really focused, and I like everybody's like going towards this one goal, and it's not like, for example, in the last episode of this season, like, it's a similar idea of, like, it's focused for, like, the first half, and then the last half it just kind of aimlessly wanders. Whereas this whole episode is basically focused on, let's get Brianna back, we need to save her from Bonnet. And so it just felt cohesive to me, and I
Which
think that
doesn't
helps.
happen all the time in Outlander. So,
Agreed.
what are we going to do about season five?
Good cover.
The season five, episode 11, Journey Cake.
Well, it's something
I'm
to
spoiler. What they consider to be Journey Cake for what this episode is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay. I've never really heard of Journey Cake,
So,
so.
yeah, it's kind of like. You probably don't remember from Lord of the Rings that Lembas bread that they
Yes,
get
I do
in
know that bread.
Lothlorien. It's the kind of thing that you carry that will stay fresh and give you sustenance, like on the road.
Oh, okay.
So
Fair
that's the
enough.
concept.
Anyway, it's 1772 now, and we are still forgetting the fact that, I mean, it's autumn 1772, so they don't have to worry about anything until January. But how are they not, like, checking in on the whole point of Brianna going back in time every
The
January?
fire.
Like,
Fire.
it's the shit that Outlander pulls all the fucking time, and it's doing it again. This episode brings back a character from earlier on in this season who made an appearance during the battle episode, the Browns. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't even know their name was Brown,
I
but
didn't remember that at all, but
I don't know
okay.
who the fuck these people are. I don't
Bad
care.
guys.
They didn't establish them well initially.
They
They
probably did,
continued.
but I didn't
They were fun,
care.
but it's just okay. Yeah,
They
as
talk
far
about Brownsville, so that would make some sense that it's Browns. But I want to point out before we get too far into this, and you can vouch for me. I was so bored with this episode, I started painting my fingernails. My notes are
oh,
just
that's why
like
they look
this,
like
like
that.
weird gibberish because I couldn't actually hold a pen. It's very, very fun.
Yeah. Either way, I think that this is just reminiscent of the fact, or it just shows that they start plot threads. The writer's room starts plot threads, completely forget about them, and then it's just like, oh yeah, remember when Claire was doing those pamphlets? Remember when she was
Yeah,
doing that at the
that
beginning of
whole,
this
like,
season,
that
like nine
doctor,
episodes
what's his
ago?
face thing?
Dr. Rawlings? Yeah, remember when that was a thing? Oh yeah, remember, it's about to be very fucking important.
Right,
Or
which
remember
doesn't.
this random guy from their one stop in Brownsville, and then like a brief meant like hello in the battle episode, which was focused on literally anything else. Oh
Where
yeah,
Murtaugh is dying is the important part,
Murtaugh's
right?
dying, Jamie's birthday, Roger's getting hanged, and we have to remember this fucker? Like, no, of course not. And so it's just like, hey, remember these guys? No, I
No,
don't.
do
And I
we
don't
care?
fucking care. Why
No, we
is why are
don't.
they the final bosses? The final
Anyway,
boss should have been Jimmy.
yes,
I think that this episode should have they like should
should have
have
been the next
scrambled
season,
them.
yeah, or been pushed into the next season. This
Something.
whatever. So what ends up happening is that they on their way back from Wilmington from killing Jimmy, they see a cabin that's been burned out. There's a burned girl in it. They're very upset about it. It is made to look like this is something that was caused by American Indians, but it doesn't look quite right. But in any case, they're concerned about it. The Browns show up at the house. They're like, we have a committee of safety and we're gonna make people join it. Like Jamie, you need to join us. And they're like, and
I just
Jamie's
call
like,
them the protective squad.
that sounds so much cooler than they are, Dad. Like, you
I
can't
think
compare
that
anything like
I
that.
need to call the boys that at some point, like the Fergus, Youngie, Jamie, Roger group. I think I should call them the protective
That
squad.
sounds a lot more
That
accurate
sounds so much more
and cooler.
accurate.
So yeah, no, these guys are just the dickwads. How's that? Yeah, anyway, so they show up, they're upset that Jamie's not like, yeah, I'm gonna help you because well, we came for you with the British, and Jamie's kind of like, I've done my time.
And
I'll consider
I'm still answering to a higher power.
it. Yeah, and I will consider it, I'll get back to you, but I got other stuff going on.
Meanwhile, they find out that Jemmy can travel because he can hear the buzzing and the stone that Claire's been wearing that whole time
Yeah, it's
now
weird.
suddenly is hot.
Yeah, but no, see, here's the thing. Didn't the Mohawk take that stone back? How in the fuck did the stone end up back with them? Did young Ian bring back? Because young Ian, it
No,
seems
they
to be in
wanted
young
nothing
Ian's
to do with the
possession.
stone.
No, they went
No,
back to her.
the group, the group that like came and were like, "Hey, we want the stone." They got exiled, so it didn't really matter. So I guess she just got the stone back. It's not important. This whole shit, the end of last season, they're bringing back all this shit, and it's just like, why haven't you mentioned that she still has the stone? Why haven't we thought about the fact that we can figure out how Je if Jemmy can travel if you just traveled 2 weeks and found out? Or like you could just like there's so many reasons why like
This is stupid. Yes, there is stupid.
they are just
100%.
Outlander writers are just like
They
la
suck.
la la la. Let's like start a lot of shit and then completely forget about it, and then
And
at the end of the season be like, holy shit, we should probably do something with these characters, you know,
or
like
this
characters.
plot thread or plot point. So, in any case, Jimmy can travel because only the people who can travel are reacting to this stone, and everyone else is like, it's a stone. And so they have this discussion.
Oh, they tell young Ian.
They tell young Ian.
Not Fergus or Marcellus, though.
Oh, you mean like that they are travelers. So
Yeah.
yeah, Claire and Jamie end up telling the truth to young Ian.
I don't understand why they can't tell Fergus and Marcellus.
That's just dumb. The whole
Marcellus seems pretty cool
she
with
is, but
everything.
whatever, fuck it. So I think there's just enough connection to Leary that is like, yeah, maybe
Not at
not.
this point.
Yeah, anyway, so they have this whole discussion, Roger and Brianna, and they're like, yeah, we're going back. We're gonna go back to our time. We gotta say goodbye to everybody. And they're most of this episode
Is saying goodbye.
is saying goodbye.
Lord
They're going.
John Grey is here,
Yes.
and he's like, I've got to go back to London. I'm like, no, that means that you
Well, he
got
has to go
written
back to
out
London.
for a while.
I gotta go back to London because Wee Willie has ascended to the title of Earl of Dunsany or whatever the fuck it
Yeah,
is,
that's the name.
and he's getting Hellwater, which is like still like the dumbest ass thing. If you had an estate named Hellwater, wouldn't you change it? I
It
would.
depends on what kind of person you are, I
I
guess.
guess I don't know.
Either way, LJG is like, yeah, I'll come back eventually. There's too many reasons for me to stay.
Yeah, seriously.
So they have like all these goodbyes, including one with Brianna and Lord John Grey.
Where she's like, oh, I'm,
Oh
oh,
yeah, oh
because
yeah,
Jamie
Jamie.
tells her about Wee Willie, and so
Yeah.
she talks to Lord John Grey about, I have a stepbrother, and he's like, yeah, but you can't
It's a
meet him.
half brother.
Well, half brother. You can't meet him because it would upset the world. So she's like, okay. It would like Wee Willie couldn't handle it, and maybe he wouldn't get his title, and just like all this stuff.
Assumptions. Literally
Like, talk to the
talk
kid.
to the child, and he's
Right.
barely a child anymore. He
Right.
has a haircut
He's
now.
ascended to the title. Anyway, I'm sorry. So, long and short of it is that she likes Lord John Grey and he likes her, and that's nice. And oh, you're so similar. To Wee Willie and to Jamie, and he loves that about them. Yay.
So, Mr. Brown, Lionel Brown, I didn't know his name until this episode, but he has a wife and she has a broken wrist because he's an asshole and
He
he
broke it.
abuses her.
He broke it.
Yes, I'm
No
aware.
question.
And he like wanders off and at Claire's direction, and Claire finds out that the woman actually reads her pamphlets and has been
Yeah.
trying to avoid having sex with him
Because she's like,
during
he
fertile
can,
times.
right? So what she said is, I will tolerate how he treats me, but I'm not going to bring a child into this world for him to treat a child that way,
Fair enough.
which is fair.
Yep. And so that is that for that.
Well, no,
And
Lionel Brown, while they're in the surgery,
oh,
like he's
yes.
just waiting, he opens a drawer and sees Dr. Rawlings' name.
Because it's the brand of her medical kit.
Right. Now, admittedly, so the wife can read, but I don't know that she's told her husband she can read. So she's
No, yeah, no,
telling,
she has not.
tells Claire, like, I've been reading Dr. Rawlings' pamphlets, but my husband doesn't know I learned to read on my own, and I'm taking the advice of this Dr. Rawlings thing and not having sex and blah, blah, blah. But Lionel Brown doesn't know that. So why,
Yeah.
there are plot holes here like no man's business. In any case,
Because he gets mad because she has been reading
no,
and learning
she
from
was just mad
Rawlings.
at Claire about what Claire's writing.
Yes, because he's
Because it's
assuming
like,
his wife is getting the notions from that,
right.
which she should, according to him, she shouldn't be able to read.
Right, like it doesn't make
Which doesn't make any
any
sense.
fucking sense.
Not that people can't talk about it, but it's like no one does. Anyway.
So while and we should say this, so Brianna and Roger and
Oh.
young Ian and Jemmy are all headed to the
I would
stones.
also like to say that Lord John Grey is bringing Ulysses, who's now on the run from the
The
cops,
murder.
yeah, for murder. But it's a justified
Oh, it's
murder.
totally justified,
And
but because he is, or they think he's asleep, but he's not. He's a freeman.
he's a freedman. However, he's going to be his manservant, and he's going to be set free the minute he gets onto the ship.
Yeah, which is
And
great.
he will get to lead his own life away from all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, there's this moment with Brianna where she's like, I never had grandparents because they're watching Jamie with Jemmy. And I'm just like, what about Frank's parents? Frank's parents, as far as I know, are still alive.
Oh.
Like, as far as we know, because, like, we get that the one time they are mentioned is in a flashback to when him and Claire decide to just get married on a whim at the register's office, and they're on their way to get dinner with his parents.
Right. I know. I mean, he should have, they, she should have grandparents. We don't get any explanation about that. Again, plot holes. But they are all going, Brianna and Roger, they're all going to the stones. Young Ian, of course, wants to go through the stones with them because he wants to go back and fix something. And they keep trying to explain to him, like, that's not a thing. You don't get to just, we can't take you through the stones. It's just either you got it or you don't.
They
And
seem to
you
make
can't control like all the things about where you go and all of that stuff.
yeah, they
So.
see also seem to make the argument of like, we think it's passed down. And it's just like, well, Jemmy seems pretty clearly Roger's child now,
Yeah,
if that's the
yeah.
actual prevailing theory.
Right,
But
and Brianna's
also,
like, it's been
what? What do you mean? There are so many random ass people that we meet that can travel through the stones. Can their entire family?
Oh, that's gonna come up.
It's so weird.
Anyway, so there's this they're going to the stones while they're gone, like they haven't quite, or like they go to the stones, and I'm just gonna say this, they touch the stones and they disappear. That's the end of that plot line for this episode. Meanwhile, while Jamie and others are out like doing work on the farm, the still blows up. And they've got to rush off to go handle it. And Jamie has Claire stay at the house. And Claire's talking to Marcelly and about pregnancy and blah,
They're
blah, blah.
with Jordy, who the fuck is
I
Jordy?
don't know. They're resetting his shoulder because he got some sort of injury. And while they are doing that, a bunch of guys come in and attack them and take Claire. And among them, we know, is Lionel Brown because of what he says. And they knock out Marcellie.
Yeah, it looks bad. It looks like they snapped her neck. She's fine,
Yeah,
but
but
it's.
they
Oh,
kill.
also, she's pregnant again.
Yeah.
She has turned into the Jenny of
Is that
the
all
like
bad?
Fraser
It's like
Suite's
her
plan, where
years, but
she's
it was
just
cool.
constantly pregnant. It's just very funny.
But anyway, so Claire, they take Claire, the Geordie guy gets killed, and there's mayhem, but the youngest,
Germant.
Germain hid under the bed.
Good boy.
Good boy. And Jamie and the boys get back from the still, and
Germont's
Jordan's
standing
out
there.
there, and he's like, "Mommy won't wake up, and they took Grandmama." He's
And Fergus is like,
like,
"What?"
"What?"
I wish we saw more of Fergus in this moment because, like, he's the one who's really traumatized right now. That's his pregnant wife. And his adoptive mother.
Right.
And
It's like,
that's
oh my God. And because let and let's
his baby
right, and
boy.
let's face it, Fergus, and Fergus and Jamie are close, but it's not quite the same. So it's like, oh, holy shit.
And so they run in and they find Marcellus. So she's fine, she's breathing.
Yeah.
But then he's still freaking the fuck out. Geordie's dead and Claire's nowhere to be found.
Right.
I'm
And
just
then
like,
we have Claire.
Jamie,
Claire.
Jamie. I'd just like to say, I'm not exactly certain
Why?
why.
Episode, but it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
Because I'm just confused about why they're taking Claire to Brownsville. Because we
Right.
find that out. We'll talk about it in the next episode.
We will.
Best parts.
What were your best parts of this episode?
Telling young Ian, I like honesty. Ulysses, icon. Lord John Grey, icon, legend. We love you. Rollo, the bestest boy. Seamus, I don't even know if he shows up. And Lizzie. There is a cute thing with Lizzie wanting to not abandon Brianna, but Brianna's like, no, the best thing that you can do for me is stay and take care of my family.
Which is sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, my best part's Brianna, Ulysses, Jamie, I think, young Ian, I like in this one too. What were your worst parts?
Lord John Grey leaving the country.
Is
That's gonna be
that
disappointing. No.
really
And the protection squad. I
Yeah.
hate that I called them that. It's just how they are in my notes now.
No. I have named them the Browns, like shit.
Oh, I should probably
So
call them the
Browns, I
Browns.
think the Browns are a worse
Just
part.
like the brother was a part of the
How
squad.
about the Poopy Boys?
The
Shitsters.
shitster. But I think the brother was like the head of the Browns
Yeah, the brother
before,
is. Yeah,
but
and
he
Lionel is
wasn't
the second
there.
brother.
But Lionel was the one who took Claire.
Correct.
So why the fuck isn't the other guy there? It's for future stuff,
I have a
but
theory about it, but
what's your
we'll talk
theory?
about it. We're gonna talk about it in the next episode. Natalie, let's get through this one. What grade did you give this
C
episode?
minus.
Yes, C minus for me also.
All righty.
Alrighty, so season 5, episode 12, Never My Love. Now, if you
Here's
know the song, you're going to hear it
a lot.
800,000 times in this episode.
Here's my
Never
question.
My Love.
Anyway, so my
Never
question.
My
Here's my question. Sorry, I did not mean to yell.
Yes, you did.
I did, but I didn't think it was going to be that violent. Either way, my question is. Why are they taking her to Brownsville?
So what they say, if you probably weren't paying attention,
I wasn't.
Lionel
Why
Brown.
not just kill her?
Lionel Brown wants her to be in Brownsville, which is revealed that she is this Dr. Rawlings, so that all of the women will see that she is just a charlatan, and that, like a snake oil salesman kind of thing, like, oh, it's all made up, like it's just made up from this girl and she's evil and bad, because she's a girl.
If it was
Because,
a man, they would believe it.
yeah, it's like,
The fuck?
okay, like, oh, and there's all this, oh, you wrote the pamphlet to keep her from being in my bed. It's like, First of all, had nothing to do with you. Second,
Literally nothing to do with you.
literally
That was her
nothing to do with you.
choice.
Second, you unwanted
Actually, you'd want to
pregnancy
be
is a
in bed
thing.
with you, bro, if you were not an abusive piece of shit and
Yeah.
probably bad in bed.
Yeah, you might want to think about that. Well, he's not the most attractive guy
He's
anyway.
not.
He's not.
And she's very pretty.
Yeah. Well,
She's pretty.
she's
She's pretty. Mom,
but
that's
she's
mean.
not he, well okay I am of my generation. I saw a meme not that long ago about like Gen X or like you've got boomers like, am I fat? You could lose a few pounds. Millennials like, oh, we don't fat shame people. No, you're fine. Gen Z, it's like, oh, you're beautiful as you are. And
And is
Gen
that a bad thing?
Gen X is basically like, are you fat? I know four fat people. You're three of them.
Holy shit, Mom.
That is our generation for sure. It's just like that kind of mindset is what I grew up with. So that is a factor in what I
She's too
say.
good for him.
She's clearly too good for him. I mean,
Let's put
anything
it
is
that
too good for him.
way.
Anything is too good for him. And I'm not, and I don't think it's, and I'm not saying, because I don't think beauty is the only
We can
standard.
let's just move
I don't
on.
think beauty is the only standard in a relationship. So,
Agreed. Let's move on.
okay, good.
Anyway, so my idea was like I get what I like the pamphlets have gone out not just in Brownsville though. That's my thing. It's just like, are
Exactly.
they just gonna parade her around every
He's been
single
unclear what
fucking
they
town?
intend to do.
Because that's my question. I'm just like, what's the point in keeping her alive? Like, what? She hasn't published anything since, as far as we know. She just published the one thing about sexual health. And
I think she might
no,
have
she
published.
made the other one and was thinking about just posting it at Fraser's Ridge. That wasn't the one that got printed. None of the other ones have been printed other than the sexual health one, as far as we know. And so I'm just like, what harm is she doing at this rate? Like, other than, like, I don't fucking know. Like,
It
why are
does
you
make no
doing
sense.
this? Why are you kidnapping a woman? Like, do literally anything else with your
Oh,
time.
it's so bad. So it's
It's
going to get
so
so much worse.
weird.
So
This is so much
kidnapper.
work.
So during this whole time that Claire's kidnapped, and it is unusual in that Claire's been through other traumas before. And like we said, when we saw the shell shock with her in season two, it seems out of place. Like, and I understand that those kind of PTSD flashbacks or PTSD experiences, and this isn't post, this is during, can happen randomly,
It's just
but
TSD.
this she's dissociating, and her dissociation is basically she's at a house in the 70s listening to Never My Love, and her family showing up for Thanksgiving dinner.
Except in this fucking weird, comforting, quote unquote, version of events, everyone's there except Roger and Brianna and Jemmy get killed in a car crash.
Right. So, but we see this kind of happy family version, and everybody is there in 70s clothes, which is adorably funny.
I
I
love
mean,
it so
it's
much.
very, very
Fergus
cute.
and Marsley look so
They
good.
are so
They look
cute.
so good.
They are so
Murtaugh's
there.
there.
Jocasta's there.
Which makes me wonder, it's like, okay, well, you could have made the argument that the reason why Roger and Brianna and Jemmy aren't there is because they're not going to be there when she returns home in
And
this
it's something
version.
she's struggling with
Yes.
already.
But Murtaugh's dead. And
Yeah.
he's still there, so I don't understand why this is being the way it
Oh,
is.
it doesn't make a ton of
It doesn't
sense.
make any sense to me.
But that's okay.
But either way, she's caught in that loop, and essentially what they do is gang rape her. It's awful.
It is
There's
really horrible.
also there's
A
also
random
the
guy.
random guy who went was with
He's
the
named Patrick.
Mohawk guy and was a
Right.
traveler.
Right. So like what he says to her, because she cries out and says things that are clearly from modern times, and so he comes
He's
up
like,
to
does Ringo Starr
her
mean anything
and
to
she's like,
you?
yes, can you get me out of here? I can get you to Stones, I can get you jewels, get me the fuck out of here. And he's like, I can't. But she says, were you with whatever his name is, Mohawk guy? And he's like, oh, where is he? We all came through together in 68 to like save Native Americans. It's like, who is we all?
Sorry.
Everybody's a fucking traveler. What are we about.
That's what I'm wondering. Of like, we had this working theory of like, it runs in your family. It's like, whose family? What the fuck are you talking about?
I've got nothing.
All these random friends suddenly are like, I can travel.
I can travel.
What are you talking about? That makes no sense.
It makes no sense. But at the same time, he doesn't help her. There's one guy that tries to help her a little bit, but it's pretty random. And he doesn't do much.
He doesn't.
So yeah, it's not been good.
But meanwhile, Roger and Brianna have gone through the stones, but ended up in the exact same place that they were in the same time. So they're still in 1772, and they realize that, oh wait, we were looking for home, and this is home. Anyway, so they head back to Fraser's Ridge, which it should have taken longer.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it didn't. Unless the 2 weeks that were mentioned last episode, it was 1 week up, 1 week down, and they just happened to arrive.
It doesn't make
sense. I don't understand it.
But
anyway,
they get back just as Jamie and his
protective squad.
The protective squad are going to go and save Claire. So Roger's like, I'm going with you.
I just wrote down when they stay in the same time. Ha ha, you suckers thought that status quo would change. Ha ha ha.
Well, I mean, we'll get to it. Anyway, so Brianna's wanting to go with him. She doesn't. They go to save Claire, and they are able to save her. And Jamie realizes what's happened. Like, how, and she's like, who did this? How many? And she's like, I don't know.
And when you lose count, you know it's especially bad.
Right. And so Jamie's like, kill them all.
Fair.
Because part of, I think it's a, John Quincy, whatever his name
Myers.
Is. Myers is like, hey, Claire, you should kill him. And Jamie points out, no, she's taken this oath. She won't kill anybody. We have to kill on her behalf. And he's just like, kill them all. Mm-hmm. And so
what I love about this moment is that young Ian has his club.
Oh, he's got a hatchet. He's scalping people. It's like, you go, brother.
That is metal as hell.
It was metal as hell. And Roger kills someone in this. And like, they
Burgess
are,
is going all apeshit. Yeah, oh, exactly. We love to see it. We love to see the testosterone for women.
We also love to see these god-awful gang rapists killed.
Amen.
So,
amen. One of them was like a 15-year-old, like, having his first sexual experience doing the two posts. Now.
With rape. It's disgusting.
Are you fucking kidding
me,
bro?
This is what you are treating
your children to?
Would you
rather do anything else?
Oh my God.
Literally anything else.
So anyway, the Lionel Brown is still alive.
Somehow.
And so Jamie's kind of like, because Roger points out, hey, maybe he has some information. Jamie's like, all right, we can take him back to the surgery.
What? Are you looking for is my question.
I think they were trying to figure out like if this was the protections of the Browns doing
any of them.
The thing about it, like, so at the end, and we're gonna see a little bit more. So they bring him back. He's not dead yet. We want him dead. Claire is she is able to get herself up. She's like, look, I've been through so much shit. This is not going to break me. I'm going to be fine, which is not really how things work. But
you can't just will it into being.
You can do a lot that way. She tries to do a lot. And she tries to go down and try to treat him. But he's like, yeah, and her about like stuff he's going to do and his brother's going to come kill him. And she's kind of like, I can't even treat you. Like, Marcelly, you handle it.
Yeah.
And Marcelly does.
I love her.
Talk about metal as hell. Marcelly's
like,
syringe.
You came onto our property, threatened my family, threatened my baby. Fuck you. And then she puts some
poison and shit.
It's with the
stuff from Paris that they killed people with.
I don't even know if it's that. It was, well, yeah, no, it was. It was that.
Yeah.
So she does that. And that's awesome. And then Jamie finds her like on the floor being like, holy shit, I just did that. Am I going to hell? And then he's just like,
nah.
It's okay. You're good. We love you. Okay. Lionel, before he dies, threatens that his brother will burn down the house if he dies. It's like, wow, foreshadowing.
Yeah. Like, we know that people are here because the house burns down. It's gonna fucking happen. But in any case, Jamie carries Lionel's body back to Brownsville. And there's still like a mega ton of people there. They're a bunch of guys and brother Brown.
Brother Brown.
whatever. Brother Brown is like, well, thanks for bringing the body back. You did what you had to do. Now I'm gonna do what I have to do. As they do, right? They look menacingly at each other, and that's pretty much it. What I took away from this is that, and he even says, like, Lionel does crazy shit on his own. I think that this was an unsanctioned kidnapping.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, hey, you shouldn't have ki we were okay with you like being mad about at Dr. Rawlings' pamphlet thing and the writer of them. That's okay. Kidnapping her may have been okay. Gang raping her, not okay. Like you crossed a line in there somewhere. We weren't gonna kill
You
her.
crossed the line immediately, but
Oh, like, no,
like
I agree with
you
you.
were sprinting across the line.
I'm thinking from the
I
Brown's
understand, I
perspective.
understand. But still,
That
Jesus
the lengths
Christ.
that he went to were unsanctioned. And
Yeah.
so he
That
the
was not the protective squad way.
no, it was not.
I
And
don't feel very
so
protected by that.
no. But it also means that Fraser's Ridge is basically at war with the Browns, which that's gonna be something that happens, like is relevant going forward. But basically you could think that the episode would end then, but you'd be wrong. No.
This is Outlander. The pacing's fucking
It's
terrible.
fucking terrible. And so we get I didn't even write a whole lot of notes about this. It's like
They look forward to the
Jamie and
future.
Claire start talking about a storm coming and they love each other and they're naked in bed and Claire's bruised and battered and they're curled up on
Well,
top of the
no.
covers. It's like
The storm coming is
it's
like
before
it's a
that.
fine ending. It's
Right.
like, all
I'm
right,
even
whatever.
pretty
That's
sure.
de that's
But what are
definitive.
they doing
Cuts to
there?
Black goes over to them naked, just like in bed, being like, you're strong. It's like,
And
what are you talking about? Just move
they
on.
just wanted to show them curled up together with Claire's body all bruised. Is that what the? I mean, it's so gratuitous at this point. Like the nudity for that, I can see a point to it, maybe before this storm's come
That's what I was
conversation.
thinking.
But
Just move
no,
the scene to before that.
it would make more sense there, or it would make sense even like before Lionel Brown gets killed.
Yeah.
That scene could. It's not disjointed from this
Like after
episode.
her big speech about this will not break me, and then him being like, you're strong.
That would make a lot more sense.
There is
Then
also a
kill the
moment. There's also a moment with Brianna when she's helping her like wash off the like blood and all that stuff. And she says what Lizzie told her when she was raped. It's like, you've got my hand and my ear if you need it. It's very sweet.
It's very sweet. And that's I mean, the episode ends with them curled up on the bed naked, which makes no sense.
Correct.
Which is Outlander.
Outlander.
Again, the time jumping around within the episode, is that an Outlander thing? Maybe it is. What were your best parts?
Jamie and the boys. I think that they have a really badass sequence where they're fucking up motherfuckers. And I like that. Rolo, the bestest boy. He's playing
Ghost.
no
She's
what?
being ghost,
He's
like
playing
killing people.
Fetch.
Oh,
Oh
Fetch
wait.
with the baby. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, ghost.
No,
Anyway.
I think like during the attack, it would have been nice if he were playing ghost. That would have been nice.
That
He's
would've been nice.
attacking things that they can't do now.
The look at the family in the 1970s, I think
I
that's really
love that
cute.
too. Yeah.
I love that they, in some ways, I hate that Brianna and Roger are excluded from that, but at the same time, I'm kind of like,
We
it
get
was
to
so,
see Brianna and Roger in the
that's what
70s a
I'm saying,
lot.
that's what I was going to say, of like, we don't get to see Jocasta and Murtaugh in 70s garb. You don't see Marcelline and Fergus in 70s garb, and Jamie just looks like himself.
Interesting is are they trying to say that no, Roger and Brianna aren't in the 70s? Like they're still in our time kind of thing. Is that like some subconscious Claire
It
Brianna
maybe, I don't
Jamie
know.
Roger connection? I don't know. But
The
so
only people who aren't there are the travelers, so
yeah, it's interesting. What is season?
Brianna, I like her supporting her mom, and Marcelli
Marcelli's
for being
number
an
one for
absolute
me.
fucking icon and legend.
Marcelli's number one for me. The protection squad. I love the boys in this. It's great. I do love Claire and Jamie in this episode, and I love those images in the 70s. What were your worst parts?
Gang rape. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Lionel, all caps. Fuck you. Pacing. Weird ending.
Those were all exactly what I wrote down.
Really?
What grade did you give this? I gave
See?
it a C plus, and I don't have a good reason. Like the plus to me is like we did tie up some
Did
storylines. I mean,
we? I mean, Brianna and Roger are just gonna
the gang
be
rape
there.
happens and people get their comeuppance for it.
Gang
So
rape was not set up until the last
that's
episode,
true.
but sure, yeah, they do tie up loose
They tie
ends
that
though.
up, and again, I think it's my sense of there is some justice happening
Okay,
here,
fair. C
and
plus.
so that's where the plus comes from for me. Shall we compare season five to the other seasons?
If you haven't noticed, I would say the order is thus. I think it's season one,
Yes.
then season two,
Yes.
then season four,
Yes.
then season three, then season five.
It is a close call between season three and season five to me.
Is it?
It is.
Oh yeah, that Jamaica stuff is really
The Jamaica
annoying.
stuff was
But that's
really.
half the season. That's not a whole season.
There's a lot of like big trauma in this season that I don't like, though. And there's a lot of D's in this. So I'm thinking probably it's
I think
season
it's last.
three and then season five. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
I can't
don't know.
really give a good reason. It's exacerbating issues that I've had with Outlander for a while.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that the stuff that they set up in the end of the fourth season are just completely ignored.
Yeah.
This most of this season, like
Yeah.
the whole fire thing, not mentioned a single fucking time. The whole the Jimmy thing is wrapped up, but it's I think that should have been a final boss thing and not a mini boss before the final boss. Like we
Yeah.
got a one kidnapping, but then 2 episodes later we got bigger gang rape kidnapping. It's like what?
Yeah, it's like
Why? I easily like I honestly didn't even need Brianna to be kidnapped. I could have seen just like a fun, not a fun, but like a confrontation between them, like just one on one
Yeah.
being interesting enough for me.
I didn't need a whole let's read Moby Dick thing.
Yeah, I didn't need
I
that. I think
didn't.
that's why I was hesitant about that episode. I was just like, I didn't need her to be kidnapped. I needed her to have a confrontation with him,
Yeah.
speaking frankly, no mincing words anymore, because
No,
the every single one of her
white whale
conversations with him,
analogies.
yeah, like the last time she spoke to him, he makes it clear that that had a big impact on him. But I'm just like, okay,
And
but
what
that's
you've
because she
chosen.
was mincing words.
Yes.
And so just speak frankly and be like, fuck you're not the father of my child, fuck you. And I think that would have been way more impactful for me than her being like, please don't let me get sex trafficked.
Yeah.
Like, what? Babe, what? Not that she said anything wrong there. It's just like, we got to this point. It's just
How did this
crazy.
happen?
And then you could still have the Claire big set piece at the end, but it's just like, I feel like, again, the pacing, not only of the episodes, but the season was off.
Yeah. Well, and internally, a lot of these episodes are poor.
I think that the episode where Jamie and Roger bond could have been earlier.
Yeah.
I think that young Ian coming in randomly at like such a random time with very little fanfare doesn't make much sense to me. And then he just goes back to being normal instead of having any.
Residual
Yeah,
trauma. He
exactly.
but he has residual, and
He
we're,
does,
you know,
but.
fortunately we'll get a little more information, or unfortunately, it
Suicidal
may like kind
one episode and then being like, I'm fine. Like,
of.
what?
He's suicidal, and he's like, Jamie, you're an asshole.
Exactly. I'm just like, I agree, but like, what?
Yeah.
Babe, what? Where did this come from?
It's so bizarre.
And so, yeah, there are certain things there are certainly things that I liked in this season. I can't say there's anything that I really loved
Yeah,
because anything
that's true.
that was set up, like, even. Let's just discuss the Brianna and Roger and Jemmy going back through the stones is hyped up so much, given a whole episode of goodbyes and like all of
Yeah.
that stuff. and then it still doesn't work,
Well,
and the
there's no
status quo
payoff.
doesn't
Like,
change.
well, but the thing is, there's all this build up to it, and they deliberately delay. Like, this episode, not the last episode, but the one before it, is this whole build up of goodbyes and teariness, and Brianna has to cry, and there's all of this stuff. They even delay her saying goodbye to Claire or having any kind of discussion with Claire about leaving.
To the very
To the
end.
very end, because it's going to be so impactful, and it's
Just the
not.
hug.
It's not. And I mean, it sort of is, but not really. And
Or,
like,
and I think the goodbye to Jamie is also should be very impactful.
yeah, but it's just not. Maybe
I don't
that's
know.
foreshadowing to, like, oh, well, they're
Oh,
not really going.
don't worry.
They're not really going.
That had very little impact. The Browns, I didn't care about their introductory episode because it was introducing all these characters that are not really important to anything else. And
I mean, they are to some people. Like, some
what
people
the.
who watch this show are like, oh, it's all about this gang rape kind of thing. I'm sure. I'm
What
sure that's
season
true.
five did that I didn't appreciate was introducing characters and just expecting us to feel obligated to like them just because they're an Outlander,
Yeah, or
not
dislike
because,
them because they're bad guys in Outlander.
and not give them any meaningful traits. For example, Josiah and his
Oh,
twin deaf
good.
brother.
Yeah.
Do we know anything about these boys?
No.
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 Do I,
Okay.
like, other than the fact that they were indentured servants?
Correct. To a
No.
bad guy.
And does that give me some sympathy for them? Sure. But do I care about them? No.
No.
And then we have the whole, like, horror movie episode that amounts to absolutely nothing. They just gave the baby to somebody in a different town, which is mentioned once. And then the Browns and all that bullshit does come back eventually, but it's rarely touched upon in between those two points. This whole thing with the Dr. Rawlings stuff is started, then completely ignored, and then started again at the end just to
Right,
have
supposedly it's
something
the
happen with Claire.
motivation, like it's a motivation to hate Claire.
Like, if we had seen throughout the season women changing their minds about sexual health and wellness,
And
and
saying, oh, Dr. Rawlings says, and saying
yeah.
it to
If it
men,
was
like,
more about like women standing up for themselves, and that's a noticeable thing in the community, and people were getting like men were getting fed up or whatever, and Claire hearing about that, but being like, maybe I'll publish some more, and then she continues to do it, then people get mad and figure out who she is, and then get really and do the
yeah,
whole
kind of like
thing.
in Lady Whistledown kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right. Which I
Like,
have a
a
feeling they
witch
were
hunt
borrowing
looking
from
for
that.
Dr. Rawlings would make more sense than whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah.
And there is very little fanfare for that at all. Like, he
Yeah.
looks and sees the Dr. Rawlings thing on her medical kit and is like, oh,
Time
it's
for an unsanctioned gang rape.
like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, I just,
Oh my
it just
God.
doesn't. And also, what a leap in logic. Like, he sees Dr. Rawlings at one time in Claire's operation room and
Oh,
doesn't
it
think
must be her.
immediately, oh, she also follows what he re writes.
Yeah.
If he found like manuscripts of her writing it, that's one thing.
Yeah.
He just saw the name and was
On a
like,
poster.
Claire, it's like, I'm gonna gang rape you.
Again, the violence against women in this context, that need to exert male dominance over a woman who's out of line, that is not the thing that is uncharacteristic to me, or like out of line to me. But I agree with you. Like, where the fuck did you, like, how, why would you think it's Claire that's written all this stuff? Why would you assume that? Anyway, so
There are just so many weird things that were started and stopped and
plot holes.
bullshit
We
like
call them
that.
plot
Yes, plot
holes.
holes. And I don't know. I feel like there were certain characters don't get a lot of development, like Fergus.
Hey, I'm so excited. We're gonna get into the season of Abyss for Natalie.
I do not remember a single frame of this season. I will be shocked if I remember anything.
It's gonna be fun. But I know we can talk about, like, till we're blue, how people get
I don't even
sidelined
remember the
and
Browns at all. My
I didn't
our
either.
listener mentioned the Browns, and I'm who, like, who the fuck
Okay,
is
I
that?
shouldn't say that. I remember the face of the brother, the leader. of all the Browns.
I
Like,
remember the face of the other brother who gang raped her.
okay. Well,
Why was
No, so I remember the face of that actor being in this show somewhere, but I didn't remember what he did or why he did it or anything else. And
We still
I
don't
think I've
know.
seen him in other things. So I just, but the actor that is the leader of the Browns, I remembered being in the show and being in several episodes that I didn't care about. And here we are.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from season six other than boredom.
Well,
And
hey,
it's a shorter season.
it is a much shorter season. We're gonna only need two podcast episodes to cover season six, so we're
Good.
very excited
Good.
about that. And I should point out that by the end of our season six episodes, while it is not something that we are going to be covering immediately on the podcast, Bridgerton will be back, and
Yeah.
I'm sure that they will. I don't know, maybe some hints, some disclaimers, and some stuff.
What?
Some spoilers may come in. I mean, not
Oh,
really.
Tara
Stuff could
Distressa?
happen.
It might, it
It
might.
might. We'll see. But we'll probably be in season seven and have to suspend so that we can do Bridgerton.
Oh
No,
no.
let's
Oh
face it, season seven is like two seasons long. So.
no. It is.
We are just still slogging through it, ladies and gentlemen. We are waist deep. So I feel like those guys you see in Vietnam movies carry the bottles. Yeah. Yeah.
Forrest Gump, where they're just wandering in the rain and it's just raining for
It's like
months.
fucking miserable. Yeah, I kind of feel that way about Auschwitz, which is probably bad. But we are hoping that you join us for season six. We are hoping that we have interesting things to say about season six since we know nothing. And we hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.